do my dance with a vacant smile? What if I do nothing at all? And slowly, slowly get lost. Slowly get lost in the center of.
Oh my gosh, we're gonna play that again tomorrow night and Sunday night as well. Wow, okay, so that is Slowly Get Lost. That is a beautiful, heartfelt, very intimate song. Thank you for sharing that. What'd you think about that, Leah?
I thought it was really great.
So that's the next. What do you think about hearing your own song, Evan? Like, were you like critiquing it or overly criticizing it? Tell the truth.
Maybe a little. That's not the best that it will be. But I'm happy that people got to hear it. So that's cool.
Yeah, it's really, really good. That's why, like I said, we have some of the raw forms, the draft versions of them, but they still are good enough. Here on Standing the Gap with Pastor Monica, and yes, those listening, you still can call 904-296-2251. 904-296-2251. I'm getting a lot of them over social media tonight, so I will be praying for those after we have a hallelujah moment, okay? But a lot that we do here, we want people to get the best experience. So you know how we hear songs out of the studio, and you know, because both of you love music and are very musical, both can sing, both can write and do their own expressions of it, both are incredible with band and leading as well. And so I appreciate that, because here, me being musical myself as well in hearing it, I don't just want the studio sound. You know how you see people in concerts and just that live version, and you get to feed not only off of the Holy Spirit, but off of the energy of the people, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's why we don't mind playing things in the draft version or the live version, where it's not perfectly smoothed out by the studio yet, because it's about that very intimate interaction with Christ. So thank you for Slowly Get Lost, and the remix will be coming out, Slowly Get Out of My Way. I'm so sorry. That's by Evan Thomas again. So before we let you two go, let us know, Leah, as far as your brother, and then Evan, you answered that in reverse, as far as your sister, what do you appreciate about your own sibling? As well as your parents.
Who's starting?
Leah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Something that I admire about Evan is I think I don't get to hear a lot of people my age speak about Christ the way that he speaks about Christ.
True. Very
and
true.
My parents, I love how they've kind of built their lives around serving God and around us, their children.
Absolutely. Well said. Okay. What about you, Evan, about your sister and your parents?
I love my little sister. I love hanging out with her. I love her sense of humor.
And
my parents, I am very grateful for the foundation of faith that they put in my life. And it's the way I choose to go. And you raise up a child in the way he should go, and that's the way I'm going, so...
Absolutely. And they've been going like that for a very long time, as far back as I can remember. And so I am very grateful to your parents as well, Leon Thomas and Janice Coakley Thomas. Thank God for them. They not only help raise you, they help raise me in some parts of my own life. So it definitely is a family affair. Thanks for sharing with us tonight. Thank you for helping me to host this thing called Standing in the Gap. Thank you for standing the gap for people your age as well as others beyond your age, younger and older, in your own prayer lives, in your own abilities and willingness to share your gifts at church, outside of church, at school, on the field, doing music. Thank you for not being wrapped up in trying to be perfect, but allowing yourselves to seek excellence while the perfect God that we have perfects you in his own way. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So I'm going to pray you out right now, then we're going to let you go. God, thank you so much for these young people who are young soldiers for you, who are champions, who are warriors, who are more than conquerors. Continue to bless Leon and Janice, their parents. Continue to bless each and every mentor, each and every pastor. Thank you for every grandparent, those who are with you now, as well as those that we still have with us. We ask God that for every person that has had anything to do with what they are doing now, that you bless them abundantly and continue to give them this holy boldness and humility to be unashamed of your gospel, to live it, to love it, and to allow it to be a legacy for them that can live on forever. We ask that you continue to bless their friendships, bring the right people into their paths, bring the right and righteous opportunities to them. Let them be able to see, dear God, clearly with discernment and wisdom, the difference between the word and the world over and over again as they continue to grow and mature in you and identifying who they are in you. Let them always be reminded of just how beautiful they are to us, how amazing they are to us, but even more importantly, how amazing they are to you, the ultimate parent of us all. So I ask that you bless them, continue to be the light unto their pathway and the lamp unto their feet, so that their steps may continuously be ordained wherever anything, anyone, or any force would try to even consider doing them harm. We ask that by your power, you bless them, keep them, and protect them, and allow them to continue to shine for you as children champions, the champion children of you, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, and we say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, have a great night. I love you both so, so, so very, very much, and I will talk to you soon.
Love you too. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, stay with us right here on Standing the Gap with Pastor Monica. We are going to listen to Miss Corinne Hawthorne, who just did an amazing job with Brittany and the Power Up team with Pastor Terry and A-Train. Last weekend, we thank God for this song. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Stay with us right here. This is Praise 107.9.
Stopping the shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. I feel so bad I thought I would die. But ain't no power stronger than the one who came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause
back in line one more time, cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting.
I need a whisper, Lord, save me for my weaknesses.
Cause you're always on time. Come and get your breakthrough, cause I'm gonna get mine.
Oh, you do it. You said you would.
Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. The greatest victory of my life. Cause when it comes at you fast and hard, there's only one that could come and make it right. So ain't no need for stressing and crying, cause he gon' show up just like he did the last time. And the last time, and the last time. I know.
Only do it.
Yeah.
Say what?
Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night.
That's Corinne Hawthorne, Won't He Do It? And that is still number one. I think it's over 20 weeks now at the number one spot. And again, just thank God for what God is doing through her. Also a champion child of God, as well as her humble spirit and her huge, beautiful, awesome testimony. Just continue to pay attention, and we're going to continue to pray her through whatever God has planned for her. Amen. Amen. This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica here tonight. It's back to just me, you, and the Lord. Our special co-host, Evan and Leah, are gone now. So we thank God again for their blessing us with their honesty and with their very mature insight concerning God and the world and the word and relationships. So again, thanks to their parents, Leon and Janice Thomas. And the number to call here is 904-296-2251. 904-296-2251. I'm going to get to this word now. And we're also going to hear some jokes. I'm actually pulling up the intro for that, because I told you I don't filibuster, because filibuster has some aspect of untruth to it and fakeness. And so I don't know how to be fake or just talk without having something to say. So I'm telling you what I'm doing right now, because you know I'm doing something. And so I'm going to play the intro for our, what do you call it? Ha ha hallelujah. I'm going to play that for you now so we can get to this healing through laughter, because we know that God does it, right? Yes, he does. Okay. Since we are focusing on champion children tonight of all ages, but I want to focus still on some of the younger ones. And so we're going to play a few of them. Some of them were on America's Got Talent. Some of them I found from clips that others have sent to me. And so I have prayerfully deciphered through those things. So I'm going to share that with you right now. We're going to start off with, remember Lil JJ? Lil JJ is not so little now. He's a young man now. But this is back in early 2000 when he first came out. And this is when he was at the Apollo. So let's listen in to Lil JJ.
But y'all not gonna ask Now I'm going to cry again. Okay. And I want y'all to say, what's wrong, JJ? All right? Y'all got that?
Yep.
That's wrong. It's so wrong. I'm sorry.
And I'm going to start out by saying, y'all got some beautiful women here. Beautiful women. Especially you. You want to be my babysitter?
For me?
He done you laughing, I'm serious. Better quit coming around me like that. You know I'm going through puberty. Just jokes. But I need to talk to y'all grown folks for a minute. Cause y'all always talking about how bad kids are. Talking about kids just ain't the same no more. But in reality, kids act just like grown folks. Kids, grown folks, same thing. Like, for example, y'all always telling y'all kids, don't lie to me. Don't you ever lie to me. Y'all be lying to us. You lied about the tooth fairy. Santa Claus. The Easter Bunny, the Boogeyman. But y'all tell y'all when y'all really be lying, when y'all really be lying, is when y'all whooping us. Talking about, I'm whooping you because I love you. Please. You ain't whooping me because you love me. You whooping me because you mad. See? Y'all lie to us. We lie to y'all. And y'all women, y'all wouldn't be the main ones lying. Mm-mm. Like telling your kids that they daddy gone to the army. Knowing he ain't gone to no army. I'm telling you right now, I tell your kids the truth. I be like, have your daddy send you the pictures? He be like, yeah. I'm like, did he have on an orange suit? He be like, yeah. I'm like, was he on there posing like this? He be like, yeah. I'm like, dude, your dad ain't gone to no army. Your daddy right down there in Rikers Island. Your mama. Your mama lied to you, boy. And what about these telephone calls? Y'all always getting on your kids talking about, why you didn't answer the phone when your principal called, boy? Why you didn't answer the phone when your teacher called? Y'all don't answer the phone when the bill collector called. And will beat us down if we pick up the phone. Y'all don't answer the phone when the bill collector called. We don't answer the phone when the teacher called. Kids, grown folk, same thing. Before I get off this stage, I wanted to say this poem that I wrote to my girlfriend. She was mad at me, but she'll get over it. It's called, We Got to Break Up. Because I got a crush on your mama. Hope y'all like it. Roses are red, violets are blue. I got a crush on your mama, so I got to break up with you. So please don't cry, just try to understand. Cause see, when I'm around you, I feel like a boy. But when I'm around your mama, I feel like a grown man.
All right, that was JJ when he was little JJ. Now we're going to hear from Lori Mae Hernandez. Let's listen in.
America's Got Talent. This is amazing. I wouldn't have missed this for the world. I even turned down a really big job to be here.
All right.
Yeah, have you ever seen Disney Channel? Well, I was going to babysit two little girls that really like Disney Channel. Let's talk about that for a minute. I am not a high school graduate. I haven't even been to high school. I don't have a driver's license. I can't even sit in the front seat. I'm still on safety scissors, people. But you are going to leave your beloved child, the one who is carrying on your name to the next generation, with me. My only qualification to be a babysitter is that I used to be a baby. I mean, that's crazy. That's like saying, hey, you're sick a lot. You want to be my doctor? Or weren't you the host of a reality show? You want to be president of the United States?
She said that. I didn't say that. She said it. Said it. That's Lori Mae Hernandez. Let's hear one last one from Michael Jr. Now we're in my generation.
Me and my wife decided to try to homeschool. Yeah. Yeah, homeschool. Yeah, that's... But we found out that when you homeschool, they don't leave. Did you know that? Like, they were still there. So then we found out the family down the street, they actually homeschool, and they've been doing it for a while, and they're really good at it. So we're going to see if we can get our kids to transfer to their homeschool. So. I had a friend that was homeschooled when we were kids, man. He got kicked out of homeschool. That was weird.
What?
Parents, you ever want to have to talk with your teenagers? Because teenagers can be a little bit of work. You ever want to have to talk with them? You ever want to break up with them?
No.
You ever want to sit them down and be like, listen, I think we should just be friends. It's not working out. It's just not working. We are fooling ourselves. No. It's not like, no. We're not seeing any other kids. We're not ready. But if you want to see some other parents, that's just fine. Okay? If you could just give us our stuff back, that'd be cool. We call it even. You know what I'm saying? I like reading the Bible.
Okay. You can't break up with your own kids. Well, we shouldn't. We're going to pray about that, too. Look, this is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. We're getting ready to play one other song, and then I have to get on the phone and take all of these prayer requests so I can come back and compile them, and we can all pray together. We're going to hear Bridge Over Troubled Water. This is by the artist for Greenfell. I'll tell you about that as soon as we get back. This is how they came together when things that are tragic happen, when traumas happen in this world, that we can come together around the world. And I'll tell you exactly what happened in this situation. I play this song for them and what happened then with the collapse of walls and storms and being overwhelmed by weather. I play it for those who are being overwhelmed by terroristic acts as well as those who just recently passed from the duck boat incident. We're going to hear Bridge Over Troubled Water because that is how we stand in the gap for each other as a bridge over these troubled times, but ultimately how the one who intercedes for us does it all the time, and that is God. Stay with us right here, 904-296-2251. This is Praise 107.9's Standing in the Gap.
I don't know where to begin, so I'll start by saying I refuse to forget you. I refuse to be silenced. I refuse to neglect you. That's for every last soul up in Grenfell, even though I've never even met you. Cause that could have been my mum's house. Or that could have been my nephew. Now that could have been me up there, waving my white plain tee up there, with my friends on the ground trying to see up there. I just hope that you rest and you're free up there. I can't feel your pain, but it's still where it is. Went to the block just to chill with the kids. Troubled waters come running past. I'ma be right there just to build
when
you a bridge, yo.
Weary. And feeling small.
when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side.
My community's moving me. Choose to gleam as we're facing the dark.
People of God have a way of using things that were moments of great tragedy to still bring out the best in others. And so say that because with the duck boat tragedies that we've experienced where families that were taking that tour got caught up in the water in the really bad storm, and so many lost their lives. One family that was on reunion there lost 9 family members at one time. That's difficult for me to say, so I can imagine how difficult it is for them to live. Grenfell Tower Fire, that happened over in the UK in North Kensington, West London. And we pay attention to the world and not just one area, not just Jacksonville, not just Florida, not just the Southeast Coast, not just the United States, but all the areas, because God is a God of everywhere, and we have neighbors who are not right next door. And so that's very important for us to remember to pray on behalf of people whom we don't see and to stay focused. You know, that's why we have so many different news, from local domestic news to international and abroad. And so we also do it here on Standing the Gap because, again, because of God, we have a lot of people, or not just in the United States, that send us in their prayer requests. And those who are from the Grenfell Tower Fire, those survivors, are some of them are still suffering. Simon Cowell, as we just heard, from America's Got Talent, and one of the young comedians there. We know Simon Cowell donated a lot of money there, but still felt it wasn't enough and just wanted to have more help to get out. So that's why they did the song. And on the song, there are just a lot of beautiful artists, also from the UK area, United Kingdom area. Robbie Williams is on there, Stormzy, you heard Stormzy rap, Craig David, James Blunt, Labyrinth is in there. For those who know her, remember I told you I love everything from Bach to Tupac and everything in between. I love gospel and Christian and contemporary Christian and anthems and hymns. I adore hymns, and I like hip hop, and I like regular rap, and I like rock. I like some hard rock. I like things that are good music, jazz, R&B, old jazz, contemporary jazz, and I also listen to music when I get to travel. Everywhere I go, I try to learn a little bit about the spoken language, as well as the musical language, as well as body language, meaning dance. And so we do have people in the UK area that reach out to us for prayer. So we are praying on your behalf as well. We are praying on behalf of those who are experiencing tragedies. We are praying on behalf for those who are doing their best to be that bridge over troubled water for someone and finding themselves becoming more and more exhausted. So I'm going to continue to pray, and you're praying with me, and I thank you for that. We're going to listen to some more music, and we get more calls now, so that's why my voice is struggling just a little bit, but not much. It's worth it. It's so worth it. So I'm going to continue to pray with those who are calling in. You can call in too. Remember, you can't bother me. 904-296-2251. I would love to hear your voice too. If you have to hold on for a moment, just hold on. I will get to you, but please don't hang up. I want to hear what you have to say. Whether it's celebration or frustration, I am definitely here for you, okay? All right, let's listen to some more music. Now, next, we're going to hear better, because as we pray, whether we can feel it or see it or not, God really is making things better, including ourselves. Stay with us right here on Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica.
To be so broken, lost, empty, a heart with no beat, a singer with no song to sing. So I know the feeling, the silence is deafening, but in your pain lies a blessing. A sweet and sour victory. So keep walking, 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 though it seems so far. No matter who you are, see, there's one thing that I know. Life, it can leave you so to me. I know you're scared, your heart's bleeding, but what are you gonna do now? I think it's time you break free and keep walking, 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 though it seems
Jessica Reedy, and that is Better. Life really can try to make us bitter from the things that happen. The ups sometimes can be too high or too fast. The lows can seem like they're too low and too devastating. But we have a God, the God, one and only God, who continues to keep us grounded when we are anchored in God. For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved, and quietness and confidence shall be your strength, but that we shall not die, that we shall not be overwhelmed, we will not be overcome, we will not be destroyed. God will not let us be devastated, no matter how devastating life looks to us. So, God, we come to you now praying on behalf of each and every person that passed away in that tragedy over in West London. In West London, we connect with them right now. We ask that for those of that Grenfell Tower, that fire, through all the things that happened, through those that were able to make it out but still passed away because of inhalation, for those who did not make it out, for the babies who died, for the mothers who died but the children were lost, for the fathers and grandparents, for those, dear Lord, we just pray on behalf of the ones who did survive. We ask that for those that have passed, that you bless their souls according to your perfect will, and for those that are still trying to make it, we ask that you be a great part of their grieving to bring the comfort that only you can. We ask for those who still need help in securing stable residence, that please, God, be the provider, Jehovah Jireh, that you are. For those, dear Lord, that are becoming more hopeless and feeling helpless,
We ask that you be very present so that truly they may know they are not alone. We ask for every agency, dear God, that is to do something, that is planning to do something, as well as the ones who have done, that you show them how to do more. Because truly we know, dear Lord, that you can help us in this matter where it seems that our best efforts are not reaching the place that we would like it to have everything already rebuilt, restored, and ready to be lived in. So we ask on behalf of them in Kensington, on behalf of them in West London, on behalf of those as well, the duck boat tragedy, we ask that you help them not only to survive, those who made it, but for them to thrive again according to your perfect word. We ask that you help them with the nightmares and the trauma and the post-traumatic stress. We ask, dear God, that you help them with the finances of the things that happened that were unexpected, that came with a very unexpected deaths and funerals and homegoings and memorial services. We ask that you help with the finances for those who are still hospitalized and overcoming that near drowning for them. We ask that you help those who survive to continue, and even more so, to connect with each other in very healthy ways, because truly they are going through something that only they can imagine and understand. And so we ask, dear God, that you help every other person as well to hear your voice and to know how to hug them, hold them, to be there and pray for them on a daily basis. We pray for those, dear God, who lost their lives in the clubs. We pray for those who've been targeted by hate crimes. We pray for those who are homosexual and continue to find themselves fighting, even Christians who want to misjudge and condemn them. Help us, God, to do as you said in your word, to judge not lest we be judged. Help us to know that you said in your word that yes, we do have places throughout the Bible where you tell us about sins, where you tell us about our worldly natures, where you tell us that there are things that are an abomination. But help us to be very clear that you have never told us to hate people who are different from what you prescribe, to hate people who are doing something that I think is not right or you think is not right. Help us to know that you love all your children, heterosexual, homosexual, that you love all your people, men, women, lesbian, straight, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer. Help us to know that we are to love each other without judgment, and that through your love, we can meet people where they are to get them where you want us to be. And for that, we are grateful. Help us to stand in the gap without judgment, without condition, without stipulations, but just because you said so, because you stand in the gap for us all on a daily basis. In Jesus' name, we bless your name and we thank you, Lord, just for being our God. Amen. Amen. So I'm still going to tell you about the word, but I'm going to present the full thing tomorrow. But I am going to highlight it for you. 1 Samuel 17 talks about David and Goliath, and David maybe possibly going through feelings of wanting to be accepted. You know, God will allow the people of God, especially those that he's set apart to do different things, as we heard from Evan and Leah earlier, as well as myself, those who are in ministry, a lot of beautiful sisters. Thank you to the sisters who all went with me to the Corinne Hawthorne concert as well. God bless you. Thank you for accompanying me there. And so we have there everyone set apart as a pastor, a former pastor, or preacher, or evangelist. And so when we are set apart to do things for God like David was, sometimes, God will allow us to get into different groups and circles and even cliques, but he won't let us necessarily fit in. That's why so many of us, I thought it was just me, but so many of us feel like misfits, right? And so God wants us to be that way because he wants us to be relatable, so that people can approach us and feel comfortable approaching us honestly about what they feel, who they are. And so we can, just as we just prayed, without judgment, love them and meet them at a place and learn about ourselves also through their experiences. Basically, God can use all of us in letting us deal with each other
to bring out the better in us on our way to becoming the best of us. That's clear, right? I think so. That's clear. And so we thank God for that, because God is so amazing in what he does, that as we talk about David, we're going to talk about it in more detail tomorrow. Sure, David may have wanted to fit in with the crowd, the brothers, his older brothers, as well as the army of Saul. But he already knew that he fit in with God. Surely David wanted to fit in even with those who were coming against them. But he could not, because he knew that he belonged to God. And just as Leah said as well, there's some things that they do you're just not, you know, you're not supposed to do. And it's not much of a temptation when you are so grounded. And as Evan said too, that you just start to identify who you are in God and your upbringing. And so that way you have the strength within you that you need. I'm paraphrasing, of course. So David wanted to fit in, but he wasn't focused on that. He was focused on being with God more. David surely wanted to get in and be in good with both sides, that they could all just be one and have a good time and turn up, you know, in the right way. But he knew that things were happening. On one side, they were speaking against God. On the other side, the side which he was on, his brothers and Saul and all the other men, they believe in God, but they weren't walking as though they believed in God. They were extra scared and fearful. And that happens, but you know I'm going to say the word, right? David was like, I don't serve a God who's a punk. I need to. That's not in your Bible. Okay, it's in mine, because I wrote it in mine. But that's the MIV version, the Monica International version that I just did myself just now. That's how David was saying, though. I'm paraphrasing. That I believe in the God who got me through the situation with the lion and the bear and the tiger and anything else. And so I can stand up to these people. And surely David got to a place also where he realized that since he did believe in God and he belonged in God, there are times where you're going to have to go through some battles for God. But we have to remember that we are not alone. God is with us. Sometimes we feel alone, though. And even, I'm going to share this with you because I know I'm not the only one, that even times amongst people who are Christians. Remember, I'm trying to encourage you not to say he's supposed to be a Christian, she's supposed to be a pastor, he's supposed to be a deacon. We are Christians for those who accept and believe Christ. Some of the things that we do don't show that, don't reflect it at all. And you think that we are a true fan and follower of Satan. That's just a part. I'm not minimizing it, but I don't want to maximize it to call somebody out of their faith either. We are very much Christians, even when we fall short, because we are imperfect. And we don't have to be that way because God is perfecting us. But we are that way in the meantime. And so I say that because God wants us to be patient, not only with others, since that's a part of love, right? God wants us to be patient with ourselves, too. So, no, Monica R. Hooks is not giving you permission or telling you it's okay to be about any scheme, skits, or whatever you used to do before back in the day. No, I'm saying that when we fall short, when you do give in to temptation or you do make a choice that's not a righteous choice, when we do get in those situations, we don't have to beat ourselves down. When we do make a mistake or lose our cool or lose our temperance, we don't have to do what Satan does. Don't take Satan's job and beat yourself down or beat yourself up. That allows Satan to rest and chill out and laugh at you, at me. Continue to look up to God for the one who does not condemn. He could, he can, but he doesn't. He corrects, he chastises because he loves. And so just like little JJ said when his mom was whipping him, I'm doing this because I love you. And he said, no, you're doing it because you're mad. No, it is because of love. God does also spank us at times because he loves us. God will put us in a timeout here and there, brother, because he loves us. God will send us to our room sometimes, sister, so that we know that he loves us, to deal with us, to help us, to love us, correct us,
and to send us on our way to sin no more, okay? So please don't beat yourself down. Did you do something this past week, this past day, or within the past 10 minutes that I've been talking that you think is wrong? Welcome to the club. Did you think something? Did you remember you said something? Holy Spirit, highlight something that you need to correct or seek forgiveness. Welcome to the club. It's called humanity. And we all have a earthly lifelong membership to it. But we have a greater membership with the passport that we have with Jesus Christ. And that is everlasting. So you stay encouraged and be encouraged to encourage someone else. And we don't have to beat ourselves up. We can look up to the hills from whence cometh our help. And our help coming from the Lord to love us. We're going to talk about David, and because David was a champion child. He was just a teenager at the time in 1 Samuel. But he had been used by God before. And God observed him and trained him by shepherding sheep, knowing that he would one day use him to shepherd God's sheep, the people of God. And so God does the same with us. Whatever job you're in right now, whatever position you're in, whatever level of education you're in right now, it's just a stepping stone to what God has for us next. So God is watching, in my experience, God is watching for at least two things in my experience, which I'm sharing with you right now. God is watching the obedience that we have in the place where we are strategically placed right now. God is also watching the attitude that we have in the place where we are strategically placed right now. So you're at a church and you're not feeling that choir and you don't like the negativity and all the talk and the chit chat that has nothing to do with church, but you want to leave, you want to run away, you feel like you just need to go before you swing on somebody. I know, I've been there before too, not a whole long time ago either. However, God doesn't want us to run away from anything except sin and sinfulness. So we can pray about that. Or you're at a workplace and it's more about numbers, the money instead of quality. It's more about quantity and instead of good service to people. And you have this Christian, this Christ God in you, this Christ, this Jesus, this Holy Spirit within you. And you're not meeting the deadlines or the quotas because you won't do the push. You won't do the suggestive sales. You won't try to get people who are already calling you to set up payments. You're not trying to get them to buy more stuff that's out of their budget. Hello, you. I see you. Please know God has your back. And God knows. God wants to see how you can be obedient with the right attitude and keep your integrity within that situation so that God knows when he can move you to the next place. We all have to go through different ministry pains to get gains, to pay dues, or to get the training that we need. But nowhere in God's word has God ever told any of us to bow down to people. Nowhere. As much respect as I have for every pastor, every bishop, every leader, nowhere has God told us to be under anyone. Nowhere has God ever told us, instructed us to sit at the feet of a man or a woman like myself, who is very imperfect. But everywhere, God has told us that we are God's sheep. We are the sheep of God's pasture. Nowhere has God made any of us the head of his church. The head of his church is Christ. And out of respect and earthly reverence, we get that thing mixed up sometimes. So we're going to talk about how to be a champion child at whatever age you are and I am. Because David is the example that we're going to use and God is showing us through that. David was a child. He could have easily just bowed to what Saul was saying and gone home. He could have bowed to his big brothers and just honored their request to get out of there. But he didn't. He bowed and submitted himself to God, God Almighty, to do what needed to be done, to feed his brothers, to be inspiration to Saul, and to be a reminder to those that were coming against him by coming against his God. That when you belong to God and believe in God, you better know when you come against us, you have a battle. Because no matter what it looks like, what I go through, no matter how many come against me or come against you, know that you have the majority of power when you are doing what God is telling you to do. because God is on your side, no matter how many are standing on the other side. I hope that encourages you for tonight to get you through to tomorrow as well. We're going to hear one last song. It's a sweet song by Crystal Lewis. It's the Sleep Song, and it's from the Sing Me to Sleep Mommy CD. That's beautiful. A lot of people on there. I hope that you are feeling blessed by God and that you feel able to bless God by continuing to rest, allow yourself to be restored so that you can, the following day and every day, continue to walk this thing out called this Christian journey. Please be blessed. Stay blessed. Take a moment to bless someone else. Know that I love you and stand in the gap with you. But most importantly, God loves you. Good night.
About a situation some trouble with a lady. She was stripped to the ground cause she was messing around me. But all of her accusers, they all were hiding something. Jesus looked up at them and said, you all got your sins. She knew that this would be the moment that her soul would be forgiven. She said, oh Lord, fix me. Yeah, Lord, I'm crying now. Yeah, yeah, fix me. Yeah, yeah, oh Lord, fix me. Yeah, yeah, fix me, Jesus, fix me. Hey, listen to this right here. Can I tell my story?
Tell your story.
I was in a situation. At the stretch for money, it was looking funny. I couldn't see my way through when every payment was due. Now I look back and wonder, hey, just how I made it over. And now I'm justifying. He has always provided from the top to the bottom. He's the answer to the problem. When you say, open your mouth and scream it loud, fix me.